This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Pastor David Manning will be joining us. We'll have open phones, 800-259-9231 for first-time callers, specifically with questions or comments for Pastor Manning. I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, census. International migration to the U.S. adds one person to the USA every 29 seconds. That is some of what is coming up, and Obama is going to bring in ultra-massive 30-plus million worker visas. They're having them print them up right now just outside of law. Just absolute insane asylum-level garbage. That's all coming up. But when Congress says, hey, stop spying on us and scrutinize your employees, the NSA and others just say, shut up, we run you, scum. And Congress then rolls over on their belly like a little puppy and, you know, pee-pees on themselves in fear. Here's John Bowne's report on that.
When it comes to telephone calls, every member of Congress has been briefed on this program. With respect to all these programs, the relevant intelligence committees are fully briefed on these programs. These are programs that have been authorized by broad bipartisan majorities repeatedly since 2006. And at the outset, it's important to understand that your duly elected representatives have been consistently informed on exactly what we're doing.
The apparatus of the Obama administration's NSA tentacles apparently have zero boundaries. After spying on journalists, foreign dignitaries, and the average Joe, it has finally now come to light that Obama and company have been spying on Congress itself.
Well, I'm appalled by when we listen in on foreigners' conversation when they're talking to Americans. We're scooping up tens of thousands of conversations of Americans. This is a real problem because it's a real invasion of our privacy.
At this point, it wouldn't surprise anyone if funeral arrangements for the Fourth Amendment were announced within the next few days.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
As the communications of allies such as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were monitored, so were their interactions with U.S. members of Congress, as well as American private interest groups, with links to the foreign leaders. One unnamed U.S. official revealed to the Wall Street Journal that the practice raised fears. The executive branch would be accused of spying on Congress. The Obama administration were wary of this and so simply allowed the NSA to decide what to share without making any specific requests. We didn't say, do it, a senior U.S. official said. We didn't say, don't do it.
You can see how it would stifle speech if you're going to eavesdrop on congressmen and that it might stifle what they say or who they communicate with. We absolutely need more controls on the NSA and more controls on our intelligence agencies.
Forget controls, Senator Paul. We need heads to roll. And where is the president during this unprecedented breach of the Constitution? If you hadn't noticed, President Obama is down in Hawaii on an extended 2+ week vacation that is costing taxpayers no less than $470,000 per day. Once Obama finally leaves office, if he does, he will have spent nearly $70 million of taxpayer money on just 7 Hawaiian vacations alone. The last time I checked, the president's annual salary was $400,000 per year, with a $50,000 annual expense account and $19,000 for entertainment. When did anybody agree to fund $70 million of taxpayer money so that our thief in chief could live like a billionaire and focus on the new Star Wars film while putting his toes in the sand and simultaneously destroying our founding principles? Early this morning, a House panel hastily announced that it opened an investigation into the overreaching intelligence collection of Congress. Can you hear that sound? That's the sound of Tricky Dick rolling in his grave.
I have never profited never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, he was an angel cake compared to Obama.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, there's a giant skyscraper on fire in Dubai. And they believe it might have been started by fireworks. They're not sure. And the whole building just has red flames, white flames shooting up through it. We have the video up on InfoWars.com. You guys might be able just to punch up CNN. It was just on in there for TV viewers. And it's not collapsing. But Tower 1, Tower 2, and Building 7 all collapsed magically. And then they announced an hour before that it fell symmetrically, Building 7, before it even fell. So they got their official story out a little bit too early that day. Kind of like it was announced an hour before he was even arrested in Australian papers that Lee Harvey Oswald was the killer of Kennedy. Sometimes people don't get their time zones right. You know, private company people screw up too. And the CIA does sometimes too, don't they? But there's the building. I mean, will it collapse in on itself? I mean, obviously small parts of it will fall, but not the main superstructure. The fire has just been burning for a long time. Now it's engulfed much of the building. Again, a lot of people are radio listeners. That's the main bulk of this audience, but a large part of it is TV. Infowars.com/show and some UHF VH systems and, of course, cable in places like Houston, Texas, carrying the transmission. I want to thank all those folks carrying the show, all the sponsors, and wish you a hopefully good new year without World War III with the Russians and more. So, Donald Trump comes out, and Donald Trump says that until they start checking refugees coming in from Muslim countries, we've got to block all these Muslims from coming in. When the media cuts it to him saying, block all the Muslims coming in. And then we have articles out of CBS News, you name it, we just showed them last hour, where 150 people from Mexico, from all over the world, fly in at JFK, where Pastor Manning is up in New York, and they just say, these people are allowed to walk in through customs, nothing's checked. And there's no investigation, nothing happens. All over the country, the Border Patrol is ordered to, quote, complete the smuggling process and load people on buses from all over the world. We're not making this up. We were told by ICE to go down to McAllen, Texas. We got it on video. The New York Times had admitted it months later. There's New York Daily News with a headline. 150 people from a flight from Mexico allowed to bypass customs, show no IDs. But Donald Trump needs to be banned from the UK. The government says they're now actually looking at banning him. Because hundreds of thousands of people signed a petition. So if hundreds of thousands sign a petition to arrest him, will you? How about arrest Alex Jones? Sounds like Nazi Germany. We know most of the refugees, almost all of them, are Sunni that invaded Syria and are now being kicked out by the Russians. And so they're supposed to come here, shoot people and blow stuff up, a small minority of them, and then our rights will be taken. And they call Donald Trump a racist. I'll tell you something right now. Obama comes out and says, he's disqualified from running. As if he waves a magic wand. Well, I guess he does. He says executive orders next week to restrict the Second Amendment, Politico's reporting. California and other states have passed laws to just take your guns with no proof, no threats, no nothing, as a, quote, wellness check. Just like the old Soviet Union. It's here, folks. Lawless, out of control, corporate interest running our country into the ground. And they sit there with a straight face and say, you didn't build your business and Obamacare is free or you can keep your doctor. All meant to run this country into the ground and break our spirit, break our will. And I know Hillary's evil. I know Obama's evil. I know Bernie Sanders is just an out of control rat. And then there's Donald Trump. And I wasn't completely sold on him 6 months ago, even 2 or 3 months ago, but I've seen what he's done now. I've seen how they're coming out against him. I've seen how both parties are giving money against him. I've seen how they lie about him, how they won't show his crowds. Every dirty trick they've got to misrepresent what he says or what he stands for. And it's blowing up in their faces because they have such little credibility. We've reached that moment where they have such little credibility, regardless of who Donald Trump is, good, bad, or a little bit of mix of both like most of us. He doesn't want to destroy this country, that much is clear. He doesn't want to mount America's head on the wall like he's conquering it, like the Democratic Party's doing. It's mentally ill. It's satanic. And Pastor Manning was right. I remember having him on before Obama got in office, and he said, look out, he wants to destroy the country. He wants to bankrupt everything. He's a radical Muslim. All this is going to happen. I said, listen, I love hearing your preaching, and you're a great guy, and you're really smart, but I just think you're going too far. And he said he's going to create all this racial division, and he's going to bring in all these problems, and that's their plan to destabilize. And I said, Manning, you're wrong. That was 8 years ago, the year before Obama got in office. And now I just cannot believe the documents came out. He's funding the overthrow of Egypt, and CNN endorsed it with the Muslim Brotherhood and groups that murder every Christian, blow up churches, crucify people on the streets. I mean, my God. And then Anderson Cooper. I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm saying, my God, help us. I just can't help but cry out to God when I realize we have leaders that actually want to kill us. So joining us is the head of OTLA. And, of course, he is a person for decades teaching and free lunches and meals for the kids there in Harlem. going up against, he was here almost 6 months ago, and he said, we're going to bring down Al Sharpton. You now see Sharpton being removed and, you know, being brought to the weekends and all the rest of it. And he prayed for it. He said it, and it's actually happening. He is the mafia don that runs Harlem. In my view, I call him a mafia don, a political mafia don. James David Manning is the chief pastor at Otlo World Missionary Church in New York City. Manning has been in Otlo since 81, and he stands for the all the land anointed holy, which is God named for Harlem. And I'm not going to get into all his degrees and background and the rest of it and what he's done. He's been very successful at waking folks up. We salute him and his work, and he has been proven right on so many fronts. Pastor Manning, I thought you were being alarmist 8 years ago, but I tell you, we are in a fight for our lives right now, and we are up against the satanic force. You're absolutely right.
No, we are at war, Alex. There's no doubt about that. And I've started a campaign to get Trump elected. Need to get him past the Republican nomination process, which is going to be very difficult because you've got both Democrats and Republicans working together to stop him with every power that they can muster. But we have called for Harlem for Trump. And I got to tell you, Alex, black people here in Harlem are touting that Trump is the man. They're finally hearing what they thought they were going to hear in Obama. They're hearing a man who's speaking truth to power. I wasn't for Trump. And Alex, I don't generally endorse candidates. I usually run them down to run down their pedigrees and talk about them and try to give people some idea how to make a choice. But Donald is the man. There's no doubt about it. He is the man for America. Obama has, in fact, Donald, Alex, is perhaps the only man I know right now that can put America back together again, because Obama has destroyed it. And anybody else who gets into power, who sits down in that Oval Office, is going to continue the policies of Obama and continue the destruction of this nation. Listen, you mentioned Anderson Cooper a few moments ago in Egypt, and we can come back to that. We can talk about that as a major subject at some point in time. But I got to tell you, Anderson Cooper ought to be put on trial. But he and Obama working to destroy the relationship that Egypt had with Israel and to destroy the relationship that Egypt had with America and to set off what it was now known as the Arab Spring or the Egyptian Spring.
They've now joined the Russians. They drove our oldest ally after Israel away from us. They're destroying the country.
Yeah, and Donald is the only man that will look at this truthfully and say we as Americans cannot be great again until we examine this, and somebody needs to go to trial. Somebody needs to hear the gavel of a judge say life sentence or something on that order, especially Anderson Cooper.
That is why this is happening. Nobody ever gets punished now for their crimes.
Yeah, you can see that in the banking industry, Wall Street. These banking thieves, these banksters never get arrested for all of what they do in criminality in terms of banking. But now we see it in the media and politics as well.
You predicted what Obama would do. What do you expect him to do in this last year in office? I mean, the word is the hammer's coming down next week.
Well, yeah, and I suspect that it will. I think that word is an accurate word, and you used the word lawlessness and with respect to Obama, and I thought to myself as you were speaking that the lawlessness is not without purpose. If Obama can somehow or another bring about a reason for martial law, then that's what we're going to have to drink. That's what we're going to have to eat. That's what we're going to have to look at. In order that Obama might maintain his power. You know, how he's going to do it, I'm not sure. But I can tell you that he's not ready to give up that power for several reasons. One is that he thinks himself in terms of an egomaniac that he ought to always be president. I mean, I saw that in him 6-7 years ago. I'm not sure exactly where we are, but I know martial law is on the table, Alex.
Well, that's what Soros and the State Department do everywhere else, and they're clearly trying to do it. That segues into Black Lives Matter and the whole police thing. No one can deny there's big problems with police departments. The Bill of Rights is in trouble. But when they make that the center issue to destabilize them and then have the Democratic Party and the UN with these city initiatives, strong cities initiatives, actually take them over, I mean, this is scary.
Well, actually, what they're doing with items like Black Lives Matter is trying to see which is the most explosive issue to start either a race war. You know, they're talking about taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee there in New Orleans. I'm sure you've been to New Orleans. You've seen the New Orleans. You've seen that statue in front of the St. James Infirmary. You've seen that statue. It's a beautiful statue. They're talking about taking down the statue of Beauregard, taking down Jefferson Davis. But I got to tell you, they do that, you're going to get the sons of the Confederacy rising up to say, the hell no. We've had enough. We don't have a nation left anymore, so we've got to take to arms to defend our nation. They're testing which will go, Black Lives Matter or fighting the Confederates or the sons of the Confederacy, I think.
That's right. They're trying to stir everybody up.
Right. Yeah. And to get an explosive situation where Obama can then declare martial law and he will be become the supreme law person in America. And whatever he says goes, there'll be no constitution. Nobody will have any constitutional protection. You, Alex, will not be able to broadcast. I can tell you that right now. They will shut you down like a cheap suit. They will not let you broadcast. So,
by the way, a major Supreme Court justice, I'm not at liberty to say which one, but we can probably make a guess, who's friends with Matt Drudge, told him at dinner, you know, at a private party, he said, I've been told they got the votes. Next year, they're coming to shut down talk radio, the Christian churches with the IRS. Look at all the persecution we've already seen against the press. I mean, it is incredible.
Well, yeah, it is this talk radio, this press that you do is so well that maintains America. Whether Americans realize it or not, you're feeding, and I'm to some degree feeding information to people, giving them hope and giving them the alternative. You know, the other thing about Donald Trump, if I could just mention him once again, is that anybody that goes at the entire press, for Donald, there is no liberal, there is no conservative.
He just shows how they lie.
Yeah, I mean, he calls them all liars. I mean, and he doesn't bite his tongue. Yeah, you got to know that this man understands something critical.
They've been
about
disrespecting us forever. He just throws it. Now, let's talk, Donald Trump. You've got the floor. Let's talk about why you don't normally support candidates, but you like Trump. Go ahead.
Well, you know, because politicians are politicians, Alex. You know that. And you've seen the way in which our nation has gone over the past generation. So, I mean, politicians, they are who they are. They're usually bought and paid for by big money donors like George Soros or even the Koch brothers. And they owe their allegiance to these persons that pay their bills. And what they do is that they support, politicians support each other, no matter if Democrat or Republican. And they shaft the people. The reason why I'm supporting Donald Trump is Donald Trump supports the people and shafts the politicians. Listen, Alex, I was in a meeting not long ago at Trump Tower with 80-some preachers, all black preachers, all black pastors, various churches. You know who they are and how they behave themselves. I've been a pastor for over 30-some years, and I know the mindset of Christians in the church and how Christians act one towards the other and pastors one towards the other. Alex, I was with Donald for 3 hours. This man sat in a meeting with 83 preachers, most of which, if not all of which, except for me, were telling him he needed to apologize for roughing up the Black Lives Matter guy that tried to disturb his meeting down in Alabama, I think it was. But he sat there with the kind of patience I don't think Dr. King could have handled those preachers. And not just with patience, but respect.
He has scary stamina. He has scary stamina. That's one reason I admire.
It's incredible, Alex. It's incredible what he was able to do. That scary stamina is a great phrase to identify him. But he did that. And not only that, but he if someone was speaking, and mostly it was just garbage coming out of the mouth of these preachers, but he paid attention. I mean, he didn't obfuscate anybody. He didn't belittle anybody. He let people talk. And even though the meeting ran over time, he still sat there and listened to what they had to say and addressed everything. Nobody felt the bum rush from Donald Trump. I said, this is my man. I got to support him because he was honest. He was integral. And I think he'll do the same thing with America.
Well, I've learned some of the inside stuff about it. And he's a free market guy. He's certainly not perfect. He's very dominant, very aggressive. The thing they try to demonize, male strength. People are very hungry for that. That's why they tried to kill it.
And, right, absolutely.
And they've done it in the family. They've done it everywhere, as you've documented. As you know, the black community was the beta test. But it's for everybody, and it's working really nicely. The country's falling apart. But Trump really doesn't like seeing America killed. He really doesn't like all these foreign interests. He said that are tax-exempt, but he's not, and a blue-collar worker isn't. And when he comes out and says these brokerage firms aren't going to be tax-exempt, they're going to bring their money back here, and we're not going to shut off our power plants, and we're going to do better trade deals, I mean, that would turn this country back on. And listen, it's hard to suppress America. The Federal Reserve used to say the economy is overheating at 3% growth. We're going to put a blanket on it. That's what they're doing, shitting on us, deciding winners and losers, giving Obamacare waivers to big companies but not to little ones. We've got a mafia-style government, and it needs to come to an end, and Donald Trump is ready to blow it to hell. What do you expect they're going to try to do to Trump? Because the demonization isn't working, Pastor Manning.
Well, I tweeted, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Donald Trump is in grave danger, and not just from the Democrats. He's in grave danger from Rance Priebus and Karl Rove and Obama. Every power source wants to take Donald down. You know, I haven't seen in my heart or felt in my spirit, Alex, that they're going to try to, you know, assassinate him, that kind of a thing. But I haven't taken that off the table as a possibility, or Donald meeting with some unfortunate incident. You open up with this fire that's going on in Dubai at that hotel there. It's this very exclusive luxury hotel in Dubai, which is really an Arabic, if you will, but an appendage of American government. You know, they could set Trump Tower on fire. Donald could meet with some unfortunate incident that would be as ridiculous as both World Trade Centers falling flat after being hit 45 minutes earlier, both falling without any kind of, well, it looked like they were falling with the power of a dynamite blow-up rather than power of planes.
That's what Dan Rather said.
Donald may meet some unfortunate, and I'm not taking that off the table, but I'm praying.
Well, their favorite thing,
God,
I agree with you, pray for
let it happen.
Their favorite thing to do is blow up your airplane.
Yeah, they could do that. I mean, they because he's always on that plane flying various places. But that would be so obvious. You know, I think they realize that.
Well,
would be
I've been
obvious.
Told he's got private security and the Secret Service, and I was told by, I'll just leave it this, insiders, that the Secret Service has never been more concerned. They are literally basically have their guns out all the time.
Well, we met with Secret Service when I went down to talk with him or meet with him at Trump Tower, and they were all over the place. I mean, they were like, yeah, you couldn't get through the entrance gate without going through them. He has his own security service, as you very well know. But you could tell the CIA and Homeland Security, those guys were there in big numbers. But, you know, listen, I heard a report yesterday that four Secret Service agents got arrested up at the border of Massachusetts and Connecticut. And nobody knows why. What were they doing up there? They were involved in an automobile accident. And nobody knows what they were doing there. And it still hasn't been reported. I think the story has been covered up. What were the Secret Service agents doing up there with no person that they were guarding? We know what happened down in, I forget the name of it, Argentina, not long ago, with the Secret Service being involved with prostitution and child prostitution. We know that they have been lax, on the job, drunk, running into the barriers at the White House. So, you know, I would not give the Secret Service the credibility to protect Donald that I think we would normally do under normal circumstances.
Well, expanding on that, normally, like with RFK or JFK, it's inside jobs, and it's going to be the security right there with them that actually does it. I wouldn't say it'd be the Secret Service, but I tell you, the factions of the CIA and others, they better watch it, though, because people don't buy what the and that goes back to what I first said. I don't want your view on this, Pastor Manning. The fact that Donald's filled this vacuum shows how little credibility mainstream media has, dinosaur media has, and the fact that the more they demonize him, the more popular he gets, that's really got to scare them and let them know they're not in the same ball game they used to be in.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I've stated, if Donald can do to the media and to the political process that we see going forth in his primary campaign, he's got everybody turned on their heels. Nobody can figure out what's happening. Nobody can predict what's going to happen next with Donald. But everybody who loves America loves what Donald is doing. If he can do this to the political process, Alex, think what he can do to the American government once he sits down in that Oval Office. And talking about these corporations and not paying interest or not paying taxes, I believe that Donald could bring jobs back from China. He could bring jobs back from India.
You don't even have to be a genius. You just snap your fingers and say, we turn back on 1,000 power plants. The electricity price gets cut in half. I mean, just stuff like that. Boom.
Right. We could have 7 jobs for every American with Donald as president. And I think the powers that be know this. So where's it going to go from here, I think, is not necessarily anybody's guess. But if I have anything to do with, and I think the people I'm talking to offline have anything to do with, we're going to put Donald in that Oval Office.
That's what's exciting. Pastor Manning, stay there. I want to come back and get the calls, but I want to hear from you, because I know you wouldn't say it if it wasn't the case. Cause, you know, you were talking about how popular Sharpton was, and you're still going to go up against him. You're saying Donald's getting pretty popular in Harlem with black unemployment doubling under Obama. I want to hear about that straight ahead. Otla.org. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Don't forget, it is listeners and viewers like you, not taxpayers. Like MSNBC or, oh yeah, they get stimulus money, or NPR. We're funded by you. InfoWars Nightly News, all my films, 15 years of material, 20 people can use each membership. 6 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, then we put out almost everything else to public on YouTube and Facebook, but you're helping fund our own platform where you get it live, you get it first, you get exclusive video podcasts, commercial-free, special events, a lot more, but that isn't the reason to support it. You want to support it because it gets the InfoWar funding, and you can get your friends and family to be able to tune in by giving them your username. 20 people can use it simultaneously. 20 memberships for $36 a year. or $5.95 a month. It's half off right now, prisonplanet.tv. Don't be lazy. Take the minute or two it takes to sign up, and then take the time to send emails to friends and family and say, hey, pretty powerful nightly news, 7 o'clock. Hey, check out this film. It's in HD here. Here's my username. That's how we're going to reach more people. We've got 15% off across the board on the store. We started this gift card thing. There's a lot of gift cards, people, you know, cash cards. People got confused because so many cards are proprietary to a certain store. You know, it's a Barnes & Noble card. It works there. A Target card, it works there. So just 15% off across the entire store. That's going to go for one more week. Got a bunch of discounts as well. But they really are game-changing products. When you talk about the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, that is the products that we've developed with top experts, three of the top companies in the nation. Super organic. Try Brain Force. Try Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality. Try Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, the true nascent iodine. As best we can tell, nobody else has got true, real nascent iodine. This is actually it. Turns bright blue on paper. That's what color iodine is, not red. That's just an example. You know, we take the raw iodine. Nobody's got this. This stuff turns into gas in the open air until it's injected into the organic palm oil. So we're showing, I mean, it's like the purple stuff that, you know, I dream of genie. She flies out, it's purple mist. It's like the same thing. I'm going to be honest. This actually came out of the genies. I'm joking, folks. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139 as we just steam right in to 2016. And I can't think of a better guest to end the year with than somebody like Pastor David Manning, because since the early 80s, he's been there, one guy with a dream, now with thousands of people coming to his church, tens of thousands of people in Harlem he's helping with his great congregation, and then standing up, getting political, fighting back, going through a lot of heat, having the CIA show up, the Secret Service, you name it, going through a lot. You know, he's an example. He won't save America. I won't save America. Donald Trump in the end won't do it. It'll be God that does that. But God helps those that helps themselves. We all have to carry the ball together, and then there will be more voices. One of my favorite quotes, I haven't given in probably a year, is Mark Twain. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And we are seeing the real attempt to bankrupt this country to dominate us through economic conquest. I mean, this is it. That isn't rhetoric, folks. It's happening. And you said Obamacare wouldn't happen. It happened. You said they wouldn't come after the guns. They're coming. They're coming after the free speech. Most generations that go under tyranny don't believe it could happen to them, or they think the tyranny comes like the last generation, like Hitler or a Stalin. No. No, it comes in corporate conquest with these front people. These corporations know if they can be faceless, nameless, and bankrupt you and exempt themselves from the laws and taxes, they run your life. You're now a slave. So while we're all having our rights stolen and our birthright destroyed, they're out there telling us all to fight with each other over what color we are. That's divide and conquer. Now, Pastor Manning, I've got my questions. I don't want to go to calls. But first off, you say the community there in Harlem are really waking up and really liking Donald Trump. I'd like you to elaborate on that, please. That's very exciting news. Because it just shows they're thinking outside of the box, regardless of what somebody thinks about Trump. And then I want to ask you what you think Obama's going to try to do in his last 11 months or so in office, sir.
Let me explain to you why I'm convinced that Harlem will vote for Trump, and communities like Harlem, Southwest Chicago, South Central Los Angeles will vote for Trump in the primary, also in the election. Number one is that my enemies have become trusted. My enemies now trust me, I think is the best way I want to phrase that. Yeah, my enemies now trust me. Alex, I'm here in Harlem. I'm not on the outskirts of New York City. I'm not in the Bronx or Brooklyn. I'm in the middle of Harlem. I'm in the vortex of the flagship of the black community, African-American community, if you will. I'm here, and I've been here for 30 years. The people in this community have seen me stand up against the civil rights organizations. They've seen me stand up. I led a protest when Obama came to Harlem, the one time he has come here. I led a protest against him very successfully, and the people in the community watched that. The people have heard me talk about Obama, talk about him the same way you heard me identify who he is, that he does not care anything about black people, that he's a rip-off artist, he's a con man, he's a pimp, that he's a long-legged man.
He seems to go out of his way to hurt black people.
Huh?
Yeah. He seems to go out of his way to hurt blacks.
But the people have heard me say those things, Alex. Then they saw me go against Al Sharpton, another one of their favorites, and one that Al Sharpton being a favorite of Obama that has been to the White House more than 83 times. The people in this community, the black people in this community, quietly watched me fight Obama, fight Al Sharpton, and be successful at both of them. And they've watched me do it with, if you don't mind my saying so humbly, a modicum of integrity and commitment and service to them. They now trust me. So when I tell them Donald Trump is the man, they believe it, and they're going to vote for him. But not just that. People are for Donald Trump because for the same reason you're for him, black people, that is. They hear him speaking the truth and speaking truth to power and destroying the political process. One other thing, Alex, I got a fellow that works with me in my programming named Bob Jackson. He does a lot of promos for me. He helped me take down Al Sharpton, and I want to introduce you to him. Because I think y'all can work together doing a whole lot of things.
Sure, I'd love to get him on. Absolutely. You want to, I mean, are you introducing him right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have one of Bob Jackson's clips that we can play right now? He's a great promo clip maker.
Well, let's do this. We'll talk to him soon. Getting back to before we go to calls.
I'll put you in touch with him later. Right now, you and I need to continue.
That was my next question, though. And that's what I love about you. You're always just, like, reading my mind, or I'm reading your mind, and we're, like, synced here. I mean, you don't toot your horn, but do it because it's an example of success others can emulate. You went after Sharpton. That, I mean, folks burn up in buildings that mess with him. I mean, this guy's serious business. You went up against him like a year ago, and I thought, man, Manning really has got some, you know what's. But it's happening now. He's getting moved off MSNBC. He's in trouble. I mean, what? And now he's going against their own other mafia don. In Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. They're fighting with each other, no honor among thieves.
Yeah, because Obama has kicked him to the curb. MSNBC has demoted him from a 5-night-a-week spot in prime time to 8 o'clock on Sunday morning when ain't nobody watching him and nobody going to watch him.
By the way, that's how they got rid of Piers Morgan at first. When they move you from prime time to a one-hour show once a week, that is firing you. That's just kind of letting out a you-know-what in church real quietly.
No, Sharpton is gone. And I say we took him down, Alex. We marched against him. We stood out in front of his studio where he goes in and MSNBC. We were out there several days. We stood in front of several major dealers, advertisers like BMW and restaurants that were local here that advertised on this broadcast. They came out and told us we are not advertising anymore. We took Sharpton down. No, we took him down. I'm not being modest about that.
You certainly fired the flare gun and said charge. I would agree. Your horse was at the head of the charge.
Alex, let me let you listen to a little taste of a promo that Bob Jackson put together for us. And we played this outside of MSNBC and outside of the advertisers. Listen to this. This is Bob Jackson.
Fire, Al Sharpton, Al Sharpton. 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 No way he scream and stomp. We want two dead cops, Al got his wish, y'all. Chicken dicky and FBI snitch. Al keeps staying rich, not paying taxes.
Yeah.
Police angry. New York's finest turned up booties.
I got some of these inside. That's super bad.
With Bob. I'm going to put him in touch with you.
That is beautiful. Please send me that song if you want us to make a music video with it. That is powerful, sir. Thank you. Great job.
I'll have my producer get it right out to you. He's extraordinary. I got at least 100 pieces by Bob Jackson.
Please, we want to play them. I bet Rush Limbaugh will end up playing them. Wow.
I bet you he will if you can get it.
Amazing.
But go ahead, Al. I'm sorry, Al.
Just in closing, I want to go to these calls with you. In closing of my questions, what do you expect him to launch next? because obviously the empire is going to strike back. People are really awake. They're trying to destroy Trump. Not that he's perfect, but he does now basically represent people that are against this globalist takeover. They've set him up as our champion, so if they knock him down, it hurts us. But this awakening isn't going to stop just with Trump.
No, it isn't. And right now, Obama's in control, and there's no separation of powers between Democrats and Republicans as far as that is concerned. I see a terrorist event, not here, but with one of our allies that will force Obama. And the reason why I say not here, Alex, is because Obama is deeply in bed with the promotion of ISIS, with the promotion of terrorism, with the promotion of Islam around the planet. And they understand that process. A major event here in America would render Obama powerless against the rage of the American people. But in Paris or in Germany or in some other place, it might not be so, but it would give Americans pause to be cautious and allow our liberties to be taken away from us, martial law to be put in place so we could be checked, our guns taken away from us, every last gun.
Well, I agree with you. That's where it's, I mean, you would think if they bring in all these radicals, they shoot up, they blow stuff up, the government gets in trouble. No, they just go, no, veterans and gun owners and Christians, you're the terror threat. We're going to take your rights because the terrorists attacked. And then they don't get in trouble bringing the terrorists in. What is the calculus there? Where are they coming up with this?
Well, I've asked this question time and time again about why and what's the motive behind it. It's the sin motive. It's the old sin motive of greed and of power.
Radical Islam hates us, and they hate us too. So the socialists are combined with it. It's just a match made in hell.
Yeah. And we, as the American people, Donald Trump has awakened the spirituality. Donald Trump has awakened the patriotism of Americans. You know, Alex, I have said, and I'll stand on this the way I stood on Obama, being the freak that he is that Donald Trump has the power to bring racial unity to this nation like no other person has ever been in the past, or I doubt even in the future. I believe that, and I stand on that. And that's one of the reasons why they are as afraid of Donald Trump as they are, because he can take the black vote and the Latino vote and still build a wall down there on the border. I believe that.
Amazing. We'll see what happens. Regardless, it's a big illustration of the way. Speaking of martial law, Mike and Ido has a point or a question on that. Thanks for calling, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi. Alex,
yes, sir.
Pastor Manning,
I think you're
right about martial law coming to the U.S. under Obama. And one of the reasons is recently I just saw a brand new show that's coming out in 2016. It's a weekly television show called Colony, and the whole show is about a totalitarian takeover of the U.S. and martial law. And throughout the show, they asked the question, which side would you be on, either a collaborator or with the resistance? And you can go vote on that. And I think what that show does...
They're profiling
the
people.
Poll,
absolutely. They are beneficial. Undoubtedly, they're getting everybody ready. And I'm telling you, martial law is in the cards. In Europe, they've already declared civil emergency, banning criticism in any way of Islam or open borders. So they won't call it martial law, but they've told Drudge and others that they're coming after our free speech next year. Pastor Manning?
No, martial law is the only option left on the table. My only question, Alex, as I've been over the last hour explaining, is how they're going to implement it. What will be the catalyst?
They're going to start a race war, aren't they?
What will be the kindling point?
But you can see them hyping it up. I mean, obviously there's some bad cases of racism against black people and stuff going on. But the point is that a reason to have a war and burn everything down so George Soros can take over? I mean, it's so obvious. They're trying to stir everybody up.
Well, I mean, you know, this business of Black Lives Matter and other racial, they're nothing but the acorn, if you will, revisited from what they were some time ago. But this is the only option right now. And black people being a part of a reason why you could claim that we ought to, you know, there ought to be martial law because of the killing of black people. Listen, black people kill each other 1,000 times more than any white police officer ever dreamed of.
You're absolutely right, about 98% more dangerous. But, I mean, you're right. What I'm saying is they're going to try to get riots going. They've been trying as hard as they can.
I'm not sure exactly. I think a better shot at the getting riots going would be to awaken the Sons of the Confederacy, which I would love to fight with. And I've said so. I've said so for the past 6 years since my video I put out called White Rodney King. I think they have a better shot at that than they do, because a lot of black men are in jail, many of them are on drugs, and they're just not battle ready, Alex. black men aren't battle ready. They're not. And the ones that are not on drugs are in jail are pinching those fags, if you will. They're just not battle ready. But now the Sons of the Confederacy, you're talking about a different group. You're talking about a group that's locked and loaded, and they've got a reason to fight for this nation. Whereas black folk might fight for a bigger food stamp card or fight for more, whatever it is they're going to fight for. But, I don't see black folk fighting for America. I see them burning down the communities. Sons of the Confederacy, we're talking a different animal altogether.
Well, I know they like to stir that up, and we know the Civil War was manipulated and staged. Now, people should be peaceful, offensively peaceful. But if they start trying to take guns or put political leaders in prison or grab Christian leaders, which the IRS persecution is the first phase of, at a certain point you get pushed into a corner. I think you're right. They're trying to push folks into a corner. Mike, I appreciate your call. Jeff, Craig, Adam, Cameron, others, your calls are straight ahead. We'll have Pastor Manning 5 minutes in the next hour. Then Anthony Gucciardi comes in and breaks down the latest news on how the government may be hacking into emails, and the latest news as well as it takes your calls and premieres new special reports. I think you'll be in this seat. Here it sits when we come back.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Look at your young men fighting.
Otla.org. You can see his amazing preaching and his daily news reports and radio show, TV show. Otla.org. And again, you could start a video podcast. You could start a radio show if you have the passion. And then just move forward. This is a guy who reaches millions of people every week. And that's why I just admire what he's done, because so many people get into fighting tyranny to, I guess, be stars or be cool, and then they get mad at other hosts and mad like their competition. We don't have a future if these people win. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh or Matt Drudge or David Manning or World Net Daily or anybody. Glenn Beck, I don't care. I wanted to preserve the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I don't want them sexualizing five-year-olds in public schools. A bunch of freaks. They're taking us over. They're conquering us. It's time to say no. Jeff in Florida, you're on the air with Pastor Manning.
Yes, sir. Two of my favorite people in the world. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you, brother. You're awesome. What's on your mind?
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Pastor Manning, man, I just called your office yesterday. I got a song for you. Give this one to Bob Jackson. Hit the road, the rock. Don't you go back no more, no more, no more, no more.
All right. Sir, so you have a question for him about 2016?
Anyway, yes, sir, I did. I wanted to know, what do you guys think? What's going to happen this next year? We've got so many things that have happened to us in the last year. False flags, from the shootings to the fires, to the drills going on right under our noses. I'm a small family with one child. I want to do the best. I come down here from Denver, Colorado. I watched everything go down from Columbine to...
Brother, I would just say this. Pray to God to lead God and direct you. That's always the best thing that I do, and then just the answers come to me, literally. I don't mean to get religious, folks, but there's no atheists in fossils. I'm led by the Spirit.
Alex, let me chime in on that question about 2016. I would suggest to everyone whose heart is true and right before Almighty God that we would get ready to enter into major leadership from a patriot point of view, from a biblical point of view, because it's our responsibility to fight this tyranny. And so I would say to people that God will be sending out the anointing and the power for us to take major leadership positions. I just discussed that a few moments ago before the show with one of our leading elders in the church. We need to get ready to lead.
That's I've been really feeling that and seeing that. I never wanted to do that, but I really feel it's the office I've got.
You need to do it. You need to do it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so
go
you're
ahead.
Picking that up too in your gut?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that it's our time. In fact, we have to do it. We have a charge from Almighty God to do it, and there are a number of people that are dependent upon us to be able to do it. And we're going to have to do it. If we don't do it, we're going to all go to Guantanamo Bays all over the world, and that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. So we got to get ready to lead. We just got to get ready.
That's right. We're in the fight, whether we admit it or not. You know, we're not looking for this.
Absolutely.
But we got to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that mantle has fallen upon us. We've been in training for several years for the process. The people are with us. And the nation needs us. I think that piece you quoted by Mark Twain, a favorite of mine as well, regarding, you know, patriots and, you know, as the battle rages, it doesn't take a lot to be one. But we have been in training for some time, Alex.
You know, it is. I mean, you know there's a God above, not just in your spirit or your gut, but you see things. When you realize, you look back in your whole life's training for where you're at. And then you see every good, bad, and ugly thing that happened literally was training to be able to take the stuff we take now that 20, 30 years ago I couldn't have took. I mean, absolutely, God was just building our muscles to take this huge load. It's amazing. We'll be back with a few more calls with Pastor Manning. Thank you, Jeff. Great point.
GCNLive.com today.